Welcome to the History Diva on KMUN. I'm Lori Serafin, Vice President of the Lower Columbia Preservation Society and a recreational sailor. My philosophy is that building the future and keeping the past relevant can be one and the same thing. In order to value history and artifacts of our past, we need to learn about them. Let's explore local history together. Note that facts are researched and opinions are my own. This program is titled The Desdemona Mystique and is taken from a lecture in my portfolio. Perhaps you have heard of the Desdemona Sands. Have you noticed that large sandbar west of the Megler Bridge during low tide? It is a serious navigation hazard. You've probably noticed a set of pilings also. Hazards to navigation are frequently named for the vessel that crashed onto them. Peacock Spit is named for the USS Peacock. I can name others, but the Desdemona Sands is no exception. The bark Desdemona was built in 1847 and came to the West Coast in 1850. The name Desdemona means ill-fated or unfortunate. What was the owner thinking? It's a funny name. A bark is a common sailing vessel that carried trade goods. It was truly the dry bulk carrier of its day. The Desdemona plied the trade route between San Francisco, Hawaii, Astoria, and Portland. On December 31, 1856, the bark Desdemona was headed to Astoria from San Francisco. The vessel approached the Columbia River Bar at night and waited for daylight to cross. They signaled for a bar pilot, but one did not show. Captain Williams decided to cross the bar without the benefit of a pilot. The Desdemona wrecked on the unnamed sandbar and was a total loss. The wreck was auctioned off in January 1857 and was salvaged. The remaining ribs of the vessel served as a warning to mariners and fishermen for years. Over time, the sands became known as the Desdemona Sands. The name officially appears on navigation charts in 1890. The pilings on the Des are remnants of a horse seining operation. It's a particular type of fishing where horses pull in the nets. This was legal until 1948. The pilings are all that is left of the horse barns. There also was a lighthouse in 1902. It was a Fresnel Order 4 lighthouse, which is a smaller light for shoals and reefs. The octagonal lighthouse was designed by Carl Leick. He was the architect of the iconic Flavel House and many lighthouses in the Pacific Northwest. The lighthouse was dismantled in 1945. The structure was removed in 1964 and replaced by a modern unmanned navigation marker. The Desdemona Mystique lives on at the Desdemona Club. This bar opened in April of 1934 and was supposedly the first bar licensed in Clatsop County after Prohibition. It was owned and operated by a Finnish immigrant, Matti Prinki, until his death in 1850. We're not sure why it was named the Desdemona Club, but it was a popular hangout for Finnish fishermen. The actual building is the oldest surviving boarding house in Uppertown and was built in 1888. Imagine a row of similar boarding houses on this busy street across from the North Pacific Brewery. Many locals have a story or two about the Desdemona Club, also known as the Dirty D. It is so well known, it is mentioned in the Carl Merlantes novel Deep River 8 separate times. A few years ago, some friends and I decided to go to the Dirty D on New Year's Day to celebrate the wreck of the Desdemona. This is what history nerds do for fun. A good time was had by all, and the regulars seemed to like us. To see pictures of my radio show topics, visit Astoria History Diva on Instagram. I will try to end each episode with a quote. The sea finds out everything you did wrong. This is so true, especially in our local waters. Thanks for listening to this episode of the History Diva on KMUN. Tune in next week.